on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Conversation with John Bolton tonight about the turmoil in the Middle East and the turmoil in Ukraine at the same time. Mr. Bolton is measuring how this sits with the Kremlin, and he believes it sits very well. The U.S. is now diverting into the Middle East its passion, its energy, its money, and its concentration. Ukraine is left to fend for itself with its NATO allies, but at the same time, does it have enough for the winter? John Bolton's not certain. At the same time, the Middle East is not anywhere close to being contained. His measure is that Iran is looking to push this all the way, believing that Biden will not shoot. One carrier battle group is in the Eastern Med now, the Ford, with a number of very powerful escorts. Another supercarrier, the Eisenhower, is steaming very fast across the Atlantic. I spoke with Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy, retired. We talked about the concept of naval presence, that is, influencing without firing a shot. One carrier battle group, the Ford, is plenty. Two is overwhelming power. When the Eisenhower gets there and when its escorts catch up, Eisenhower is going very fast. It's getting there quickly. It'll be full of cruise missiles and aircraft and sophisticated electronics to deal with the threat from Hezbollah and Iran, especially Iran, long-range missiles coming in from Iran's firing ranges. Is it credible that Iran would shoot? Yes, says Mr. Bolton. I spoke with New Zealand as well tonight. It was great fun to talk to Ruben Steff, a colleague, a new colleague, who brings me information about one of the Five Eyes I have not been able to track these many years. Wellington is the capital. The people are like Australians, but not. They call themselves Kiwis. I've learned that that's acceptable for an outsider such as myself to say Kiwis. They've just gone through a surprising election, turning from one party to another, turning from Labour to the National Party. Questions ahead about national security, about AUKUS, about Pillar 2 of AUKUS. Lots to learn about New Zealand. It's 4 or 5 hours from New Zealand to Australia. That tells you how close it is to Antarctica compared to Australia. It's south. It's southeast. I'll learn. Also, I spoke with Moscow, Ekaterina Zolotova, about Moscow and its involvement in the Middle East. It is another version saying that Russia is integrated into the Middle East, has been since the Soviet days. That's accurate. A lot of families have intermarried. A lot of Russians have left Russia and are now living in Israel. It's a very important tourist place for Russians, but at the same time, the people who fled the war in Ukraine, rather than be drafted, are now in great number, in the tens of thousands in Jerusalem. Also, a conversation tonight about EU policy with Joseph Sternberger, the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. And I also spoke with Judy Dempsey of Carnegie Endowment for International Peace about the same subject, the inability of the EU to solve Russia, China, and the Middle East, those three. The failure in Russia is massive, depending upon Russia's energy as the sole source of prosperity, thinking that because Europe bought from Russia, therefore Russia would come to see the world as Europe does, which is classical liberalism. At the same time, the same policy the EU applied to China. If they buy from us, they'll become like us. And then in the Middle East, the money, the lavish philanthropy that was poured in there, believing that surely the people who live there will appreciate our generosity and will want to be like us. All three assumptions have proven inaccurate. And I speak with Joseph Sternberg and Judy Dempsey about this. And then a happy conversation about the future on the moon, the colonies to be founded, and what they will build their housing out of. I speak with Chaim Ben-Arroya, an engineering professor at Rutgers University who has written extensively about habitats on the moon and beyond, on Mars as well. It's wonderful to dream about moon bases and Mars bases in the 21st century with colleague David Livingston. We had great fun. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.